from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Saturday, the Royals absolutely should have won that game against the Tigers.
Yeah.
Multiple closers essentially came in. I'll say multiple closers because this team doesn't have one.
No, they got a few guys in that
Hunter
role.
Harvey, Bubich, MacArthur. None of them could get it done on Saturday night. All three of them. And then they lose that game. And on Sunday, it's looking bleak. There's two outs in the ninth inning. And then off the bench, multiple pinch hitters, by the way, in that same inning, lefties off the bench. But then MJ Melendez, as he's done a few times, we'll talk about him specifically in a little bit. He hits the go-ahead 3-run home run. And the Royals close it out with Hunter Harvey. And so they take 3 of 4. On Friday's show up at camp,
You wanted 3 of 4. And I said, that's greedy.
It's like, you got it. I think this was a series. You needed 3 of 4. They got 3 of 4. It's hard for me to really be upset about how the weekend went.
And about the eighth inning yesterday, I was, you know, like mentally preparing for what we were going to talk about the show and starting to make some notes. And I'm like, boy, going to be a lot of pissed off Royals fans on Monday. And I can't blame them. That Saturday one was infuriating. It was setting up for the dream scenario. You trade for Michael Lorenzen. He gives you a great start. Paul DeJong, home run, big time. You're like, okay, Urseg was great. And you're like, this is going to be all four trade targets just coming in with a cape on, going for the W. And then Hunter Harvey blew it. And then every reliever after him seemingly just did worse. Now, look, I understand Bubich is put in a position where they had a 1-run lead, but a man starting on second. Hard to prevent him from scoring. He did the least bad job, I would say. MacArthur did the worst bad job.
Yes.
But Harvey screwed up the worst. He didn't pitch the worst. That was definitely MacArthur. But Harvey had the easier job. He had a 2-run lead and only needed to get 3 outs and got his ass kicked. But I don't care. You know why? Because they were supposed to lose yesterday and won. Because MJ Melendez decided to slug one. So for everything that happened this weekend, everything you wanted, they've got a 2.5 game lead on the wild card game. They caught up a game and a half on the Guardians over the last 4 games because the Guardians didn't play on Thursday and you played all 4 days and they lost yesterday. So now you're back within 5, again, striking distance with 7 games to go. We don't have to focus on the division, but to, I think Vern was on the morning show. He was with Binkley today. And a little bit to his point is, I don't want to just dismiss, like, I think that they're like vying for the wild card and tonight against the Red Sox matters. But I also don't want to just dismiss the playoffs because it's loser's mentality. Still trying to win the damn division. You're 5 games back. You're playing good baseball. Singer's back on the mound tonight. Bury Boston out of your mind for a little bit and keep thinking about chasing the Guardians.
As I've said, like, of course, in the clubhouse, Cody, their mindset
different.
Is to win the division. Absolutely it is. And everybody can pick whatever path they want. I have told you for multiple weeks now, the wild card race to me is the most realistic thing, and that's fine. And the Royals have increased the likelihood of them being a wild card team over the last week based on their performance. They've won 15 of their last 22 games. That'll get it done. It's just a challenge. It sounds so easy to, oh, just make up five games on a divisional opponent. Way easier said than done.
For sure.
Because of just the math and how it works out. It's not as simple as it seems. And yeah, they have seven games against them, and ultimately that's probably what is going to decide this thing. And the Royals have done what they needed to do to this point post All-Star break.
To stay around there so that those games could still decide.
Great road trip. Capped off by taking three of four against the Detroit Tigers. And you know, the way everything transpired, bigger picture now after the weekend, not only have they won 15 of 22, but it sets them up for what I'll call a big boy series starting this evening against the Red Sox. Not that they haven't had other big series this year, but no, guys, it's August. This team, as you said, is positioned as the second wild card right now.
This is the team directly below them.
They are only five back in the division. Yeah. All of that, and you're at home. You take on a Red Sox team that's been very good away from Fenway, and the Royals have been fantastic at the K. This is a big boy series starting tonight. It's been a long time since we had that in the month of August at Kauffman Stadium, and hopefully, I know it's weekdays and everything, hopefully that translates to some good environments, good crowds starting this evening at the K.
I'm going to assume it's just the math of what you were the year before, anything like that. I don't understand why the statistics haven't caught up on what the Royals are doing. They had, as of yesterday, I didn't check this morning, the second best run differential in baseball. Not the American League, not the division. They had a better run differential than any team not named the New York Yankees as of Saturday or Sunday morning at 9 a.m. So if I check it this morning, I can't imagine it's going to be significantly different than that. But as of right now, over at FanGraphs, they still say they only have a 62% chance to make the postseason, but the Twins have an 86% chance. Why? Because of a half a game? The Royals, every single statistic this season would suggest to you, they're legit. You have to put away last season. And they're still only, I think if they finish like seven games above 500 the rest of the way, they will finish with the single greatest turnaround in Major League Baseball history. That's still in play for this team. But there's no reason to not think that this team's making the postseason right now. They've given you no evidence to support the fact that they won't. They were out of a playoff spot for like a half a week.
No, we're going to have a playoff team in the city again. It's going to happen.
Oh, man.
It's
just exciting.
It's to what extent? Is it a third wild card?
A second wild card?
Can they suddenly see what the Yankees are doing? Or in the AL East, could the Royals vault themselves to the top wild card spot? Normally, I would have said there was no chance that you could be the top wild card and not win your division. You know what I mean? Like that.
Sure.
In other words, the Guardians or the Royals wouldn't be good enough to have one win the division and one get the top wild card. That's in play where one of these teams wins the division and the other is the top wild card. That's because the Guardians have the best record in the American League or all of baseball, I still think, at this point in time. And the Royals are playing really good baseball overall. It doesn't mean this team's not flawed, as we've highlighted time and time again.
It just means everyone else is too.
We know the bullpen has been a flaw, and we're going to talk more about specifically what it should really look like down the stretch now. And I think this weekend brought even more clarity to that situation.
Yeah.
And how they have to approach that. The one thing I will say, though, still with how everything transpired on Saturday and the freak out and everything, the freak out means we all are invested in all that. I get that. But also, if you were complaining about how they utilized the bullpen Saturday, I want to remind you, though, the individual, James McArthur, who gave up ultimately the winning run for the
other team, Detroit.
Detroit just blanked on the Tigers. He was their third option out of the pen. It's not like Q is suddenly still thinking that McArthur is the answer.
In a tie game on the road, which typically you pitch a little different.
In the 11th inning, they had already used Ursay. They've already used Harvey. They had already used Bubich. So, yes, that's how it plays out. How many teams, when they get to their fourth reliever, are feeling great?
That's why Harvey needed to just close the damn thing out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.